Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, tell me your name and what you love, love, love about Camp Solveaway.
Hi, I'm Shane Slice. I love being at Camp Solveaway. I get to swim in the lake and shoot arrows. Hello, my name's Ashley Waters. I like sailing, tennis, soccer, basketball, cricket, relay races.
Honey, you gotta say your name.
Sydney Magnuson.
And what do you love about camp? It's for the radio ad so other campers just like you can find us next year.
I don't like camp. I'm homesick. I really want to go home. I write my mom 3 letters a day, but she says I have to stay. It's not fair. I really want to go home.
Oh, okay, let's just...
I'm Henry Moss, and my favorite part is the talent show. I made a puppet in arts and crafts, and we're going to sing a duet, and it's going to be... Hi, my name is Sharon Ingalls, and my favorite part of camp is every day feels like a week. All my best friends in the world are here. My crush is here. Shut up, Carly. I don't know. I just feel good here. It's fun. I feel safe. I don't ever want to go home.
Tell your parents to sign you up for Camp Solveaway. A great summer at Camp Solveaway is just a conversation with your parents away.
Brendan Carter ignored his alarm clock. He moaned and rolled over and stared at the wall. Magazine cutouts of girls in bikinis, band posters, and signed photos of baseball players hung all over his wall. The rest of his room was covered in baseball trophies and memorabilia. He stared down his arm that was stiff in a cast and sighed. His eyes drifted to a crumpled up letter in the trash from Riddle University rescinding his baseball scholarship for the fall. You can't hit a ball again if all the bones in your arm exploded while trying to catch the ball to win nationals for your team, he might add. Brendan didn't have plans for the fall since he can't go to college anymore, but he did have plans for the summer. Camp Solveaway had been Brendan's home away from home since he was 8 years old. This will be his first year as a senior counselor. He always rolled his eyes and made fun of himself for going to camp when his cool school friends would bring it up. But that wasn't the truth. He loved it there. He loved that everything smelled like a campfire, that you could see the fireflies light up across the lake at night, and he loved that he truly felt like he belonged there. Brendan had brown, spiky, gelled hair, muscles, and an air of confidence. JPC, this is you. Sounds good? You like the part? Great.
What year is this set in, Aaron?
Like 98.
98, okay, gotcha.
So get those references. Just then, an 11-year-old boy cleared his throat at the doorway. He was a small boy with glasses and a neatly packed bag, staring at Brendan. He stared at Brendan and then stared back at his watch impatiently. Timmy Carter was a grade above the kids his own age. He had read every book in the school library and knew a lot about bugs and dinosaurs. He had been so focused on his studies, he forgot to make a friend. That was about to change this summer. He was headed back to Camp Solveaway. And he was headed back a few days early with his cool big brother, senior counselor Brendan. He was going to be popular this summer. He just knew it. Adel, this is you.
Outstanding! Excelsior! Jeez Louise, what are you, a stegosaurus in the wintertime? Famously, they took lots of naps and didn't wake up in time.
Leave me alone, okay? I have a growing, changing body, and I need to get my beauty rest.
This again. I know all about puberty. I'm an expert on it. Ask me anything.
Okay. Can you get out of my room?
I see what you're doing. What's this letter in the trash? Does Mom know?
Yes. Yes. We're all very upset about it. I was going to go to college for free. Mom knows. We had a big fight about it.
Huh. I guess I was in the library. Well.
Stop calling your room the library. It's your bedroom, okay? Just because you have so many books in there does not make it a library.
Actually, Brendan, anywhere I go becomes a library. Because of the knowledge I possess, any room I'm in legally is a library.
Well, get out of my library.
Shh. You're yelling in the library.
Just don't sit on the corner of my bed, okay? Look, I appreciate what you're trying to do. I know you're trying to cheer me up. I know you're trying to get me out. But, sometimes you just have to be sad. And I feel like I'm just going through it right now, and I just need to be sad for a little while.
Did you know that the North American Yellow Jacket pretends to be sad in order to attract a mate?
Look, stop trying to make me find a mate, okay? You're my little brother. You shouldn't be pushing it so aggressively. I'm 18. I have plenty of time.
But listen, Brendan, would George Brett just lay in bed, huh? Would Don Mattingly just mope around? Would Mike Piazza just take it lying down? No. They'd get up, they'd put their shit in this backpack, zip, and they'd get to the bus on time. Let's go.
Look, also, come on, man. My arm exploded. Please stop comparing me to baseball players. I'm never going to play again, okay? I know it's hard for you to understand, but I'm going to have to develop, I guess, like a different personality because the shit that I was rocking before just will not work anymore, Timmy.
Listen, you have to stop telling people your arm exploded. That sounds insane. The baseball bounced off your pubis mounds and hit
your... It can't be better. It can't be better.
Fine, I'll stop. We have to go.
Okay, fine. With one arm, I throw some stuff in a duffel bag and sling it across my shoulder.
Their mother, Denise, left a goodbye note in stamps, insisting they write her on the counter. She left for her nursing job early that morning, so she didn't get to see her sons off to camp. The brothers were so distracted they forgot the stamps and walked through the streets of Riddle City, dodging the steamy grates in the June humidity.
Wow, wow, look at those grates! Hachi-machi!
They bought some fruit and hopped onto a school bus with Camp Solvaway written on the side. The driver, Carl, was sound asleep with a newspaper in his lap. The boys sat in the front of the bus. The sound of their bags landing in the seat woke Carl up.
Oh, you're here. You're the only pickup for today since we're going early. Oh, you boys ready?
Wait, really, Carl? We're the only pickup?
Yeah, because you're going early for that bonding or whatever.
Dang, should have brought my Camaro.
Off we go.
Whee!
The city outside the bus turned into highway. The highway turned to rolling hills, then forest, and finally to a big wooden sign that said Camp Solvaway. It could use a new coat of paint, but it didn't feel like summer until you saw that old sign. The boys grabbed their bags to get off the bus. But when they looked down to grab their backpacks, they saw a sharp kitchen knife at their feet. It wasn't from their home, and it didn't come out of their bags.
Brendan, what'd you bring that for?
I didn't bring it, okay? That's not one of ours. Who knows what this school bus gets onto? Probably a bunch of, like, cooking competitions and things like that.
Well, the knife I brought is plastic. It's so I can do my chopping broccoli bit during the talent show. I love Dana Carvey.
Wait a second.
She chopping broccoli.
He was on a piano. He wasn't chopping. Well, it doesn't matter. Timmy,
well,
you're going to try...
Well, that's the twist. I'll be chopping actual broccoli. Well, not actually chopping because it's a plastic knife, but you get it.
Wait, you're going to do the talent show this year? That's great, man.
I think so, if I'm invited.
Yeah, I mean, anyone is able to do it, but you just never shown much interest in doing, like, social stuff.
Huzzah! Well, yeah, I am pretty... Well, yeah, I do have a lot of stage fright, but I figured if I did someone else's bit and kind of made it my own, that I would be comfortable.
Okay, I mean, I'll support you, and if you want to run it by me, just let me know.
Why would I run it by you? Are you, Satan?
Oh, is it going to be like, is this going to be like all Dana Carvey?
The hits.
Okay, yeah.
Well, you boys be careful. There's a big storm rolling in. Gonna be bad, boys, so keep an eye out.
Carl tipped his hat and turned around to drive off.
All right, and Carl, get some coffee on the way back, buddy. You,
huh?
You kept dozing off. I was poking you in the back for a long time on the road. You kept dozing.
Don't worry.
And that coffee's on us.
And Timmy flips him a penny.
Ow!
Right in the mouth.
1, 2, 3, 4. Hey, riddle, riddles, Clue Crew.
Hey, if you like that, you are going to love the rest of the episode. Listen now at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle.
Camp.